We are back again for another year, another session, and another 4.5 months on the way now.
That's right. Session started Wednesday, January 8th, so we are back in session now. Very excited for this session. We have a lot of great things that we're looking forward to accomplish this session. Me serving on the Appropriations Committee here in the Senate, I have a lot of funding priorities that I'd like to see get passed, including fully funding the school foundation formula again, money for education, money for Meals on Wheels for senior citizens, money for veterans' homes, a lot of priorities, including some to help with the flood relief efforts in my district as well.
Like you say, that is a large task in itself, is serving on the Appropriations Committee. I know they'll start meeting very soon, and there's, again, a lot to do in a little less than 4.5 months in that case.
That's right. We look forward to the Governor's State of the State next week, and once he delivers his State of the State, he will release his budget recommendations for the state of Missouri, and we will use those as a basis to design our own budget here in the Senate.
I know for you and for a lot of senators, there's a question of what to do about ethics reform and redistricting. It's something that's a pressing issue and something that I believe will probably, if whatever happens with the legislature this year, would most likely go before the voters later this year?
Yes, I look forward to the opportunity to give voters the choice of choosing a different plan than the one on Amendment 1. Part of Cleaner Missouri and what we're looking at doing is ethics reform. Cleaner Missouri would totally ban lobbyist gifts. It would reduce the campaign contribution limits for Missouri state senators. And then as far as redistricting, where we redistrict every 10 years, it would make sure that those districts are compact and contiguous, being one of the main components versus competitiveness. In addition, it would go back to the way that it was before, of a bipartisan citizen commission, not elected officials, but actually citizens of the state of Missouri, to draw those legislative districts for the Missouri House and the Missouri Senate, instead of a state demographer that would be appointed by the current Missouri state auditor.
And again, like we say, that's something that's not a mandate or edict from the legislature, but again, something that would go before the voters.
Yes, most certainly. Any changes to the way that legislative districts are drawn, or to change our constitution in the form of banning lobbyist gifts and reducing campaign contribution limits, would have to go back to the voters because it is in the Missouri state constitution. I think there's a misnomer out there that we can make those changes here in the state capitol through a bill or a new law that's passed. However, that is not true. Any changes to Clean Missouri as far as ethics reform, again, totally banning lobbyist gifts, reducing campaign contribution limits, and then returning the redistricting process back to the people here of Missouri versus a appointed state demographer by the state auditor, would have to go back to a vote of the people.